talking. Hey, Apple AirTags, we've spoken about these a little bit. Just recap on what they are and what they do.
So they're a little small Bluetooth device that can be used to track your items using the Apple Find My service for people that have got iPhones out there. Remember, these have button batteries in them, so keep them away from the kids. That's the number one thing you should do. You can get little key tags for them. How about we put them on keys and put them out of the reach of kids them safe. Now, what happens is you've generally got to be in Bluetooth range to find your AirTag. That's one of the things about it. But what you can also do is place your AirTag into lost mode. Then anybody who's got an iPhone and wanders past, and we're going to say that more than 50% of the population have got iPhones, it'll ping your phone from their iPhone, so AirTag to their iPhone, back to your iPhone, exactly where your stuff is. So I'm going to give you three suggestions about where you could go along and put these AirTags. If you go camping and hiking, sometimes you can go to a big campsite, put your tent up, go down the local pub, start coming back and go, I've got no idea where my tent is. So stick one inside the tent, in your jacket pocket as well, because how many times we take a coat or a jacket into a restaurant, a bar or a friend's house, forget to grab the jacket on the way out and just leave the jacket there. If that happens, your phone will ping and say you left your jacket AirTag behind. But the final one, I think, probably is the best one. If you're travelling, put them inside your luggage, because we know that airlines are having a bit of a hard time at the moment about luggage especially. So if you put it inside your luggage, you'll know where it is at the airport, how soon it's basically going to get to you, or if it's on a plane to Hawaii at the time.
The Apple AirTag. So some positives, because last time we spoke about them, it was kind of pretty negative.
It was a bit stalkerish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they have fixed that sort of thing. So if you did have an AirTag in your car and, it doesn't relate to you, it will start to beep straight away and send messages to your phone.
Private browsing. Is it really private or is it a bit of a scam?
It's, how do we say this discreetly? It's not a scam. If you were to go private browsing at work, your boss will probably still know what you're doing on there. It's designed to go along and make sure that it doesn't keep a site log of sites visited, which is very handy for some people, cache pages or saved information like credit card numbers. So, that's not a bad idea. It does lend a certain level of protection, but you can still be tracked on there. So, if you're browsing private on the internet, at home, it's probably designed so that, the husband or the wife can't see what you've been looking at.
Mm-hmm. Lockie Winnell's just jumped on his phone. What are you deleting?
Well,
mate?
Remember that chat song. What was it? What was the one of our favourite songs?
Oh, Identity Theft.
Identity Theft.
One of the greats. Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got some sporting news for us. Chess is now a contact sport. Oh, I'm in. This sounds right. A bit of biffo around the chessboard, Richard.
This sounds really good. So a lot of people are concerned that the AI uprising will start with, robot beasts with handguns, duct tape to their top. Or has it already become a chess-playing robot? So a 7-year-old kid was playing in the Moscow Chess Open, which took place from July 13th to the 21st. And believe it or not, the robot broke his finger while playing chess. So the robot made a move and took a piece from the child. The child then rushed in to make the next move. The robot got a bit angry at this and basically his claw went in, got the kid's finger, actually crushed it.
Oh.
So the kid had to have a task. So you've got to wonder what the safety rules were regarding the chess playing robot. The rules are probably don't move too fast or the robot may attack. Or if the robot attacks, make yourself look bigger to scare it off.
Well, that doesn't work because the cats do that at home with the dog and that doesn't work at all.
Exactly right. And, let's be honest, there might have been a prior beef between the child and the robot.
Could have been.
No, the tournament went on, but the parents are actually going to be suing the Moscow Chess Open. So if you're going to play chess with the robot, be very careful.